Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey everybody, it's Lyle. Just a reminder that I am going on tour to do Therapy Gecko live in several cities across the United States, and I would love to see you there. I will be interviewing random folks from the audience up on stage, and absolutely anything could happen. It will be very fun, very terrifying, and very gecko-y. You can find the link to get tickets in your city in the episode description. Okay, let's get into the podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How's life going?
It's going okay. So basically, I found out that my friend was adopted, but she never told me or anything like that. And I found out through my mom, because her mom told my mom, because we grew up together. And I've asked her questions like, oh, like, who do you look like more? And she'll always, like, answer the question like, I look like my mom more because people say we have, like, similar eye shape. And I don't know. It's like she doesn't know, but I don't know if I should tell her or not.
Okay, so just to clarify, your friend does not know that she is adopted, but you know because your friend's mom told your mom who told you.
Yes.
Interesting dilemma. Now, as word spread, did your mom tell you not to tell your friend?
Well, me and my mom have, like, talked about, like, if she knows or not. And her mom has never, like, indicated that they do know, like, her and her siblings. But my mom didn't tell me, I guess, not to tell her. But then she was like, well, maybe you shouldn't, because what if she doesn't know?
So you don't even know if your friend knows that she's adopted.
I don't know. She indicates that she's not, but, like, we've talked about, like, growing up.
Oh, right. Okay, the whole thing of the conversation about I have my mom's lashes or whatever would indicate that she does not know.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting thing because it's like, you know, whose decision should it be that information is put out there? Whose place is it to tell your friend? I don't know. What have your back and forth thoughts been like on this situation?
So I've been thinking, like, well, if I was in her shoes, if my family didn't tell me, I think I'd be really mad. So, like, coming from, like, a friend would be just weird.
Right.
But also, it's right. Like, well, I'd want to know. I don't know, because she's not really a confrontational person either. So, like, if I did tell her, I don't think this would, like, end our friendship or anything like that. But it's also, like, why do I have to tell her if she might not know?
What's your relationship like with your friend's mom?
Well, I mean, we've really never talked before, but she's always, like, because we grew up, like, in, like, going to high school together and all that, and we were in, like, related, like, I guess, activities, so I would see her mom, like, her mom knew my mom because even her sister, like, played sports with my sister, so I don't really talk to the mom, but, like, anything that I know about the mom is from my mom because they're friends. And she's always, like, her mom's always been like, yeah, well, her and her sister we're adopted at blah, blah, blah age. And she'll, like, talk about it freely, but it's never, like, around her kids. Like, it's only when they're alone together, like, my mom and her mom.
Now, this dilemma that you're having as to whether or not you should tell your friend, have you sort of talked through it with your mom? Because it sounds like your mom has a greater perspective on this than really anyone else in the situation.
Yeah, she's like, maybe you shouldn't tell her. And then, I don't know, like, we go back and forth between, like, what her mom told my mom. Like, I don't know, it's just so weird because it's like my mom kind of doesn't know either, because based off how her mom talks, it's like she doesn't know.
Have you considered talking to your friend's mom about it? Because clearly you're concerned, and you're concerned in a way where you're just like, now that you have the information, you are forced to make a decision, right? There's no abstaining now that you know. You've been given a curse, in a sense. Because to not tell would be making a decision, and to tell would be making a decision. So you have to make a decision on this.
Yeah.
Was that a fart?
Well, what?
Did you hear that? This is a little fart sound. We can move past it. What were you about to say just now?
So I don't live, like, I guess, near her at all. Like, I live about 2 hours away. So I'd have to, like, text her mom or, like, call her or something. And I feel like if I did, it would just be so random, because I didn't really ever talk to her mom at all. Like, her mom, like, she knew who I was, but she didn't really... Like, we weren't, I guess, the type of friends to, like, spend the night at each other's houses. So it's not like we were that close until we started talking more, like, on the phone.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, it's I know it sounds random on paper, but it makes sense, because who knows, maybe you call your mom, and maybe you call her mom, and you kind of just, you know, with a lot of truth, explain the situation. Hey, you know, what's give me a fake name to represent your friend.
Jennifer.
Hey, you know, look, Jennifer is one of my best friends, and I have this information, and I feel conflicted, and I know it's not my place, but I just, you know, the truth of it, the real truth is that maybe it is weird that you're calling her, but you need something. You need possibly a perspective from the friend's mom that changes your mind. Maybe the friend's mom has a really damn good reason why she doesn't tell her that you don't know about. Maybe she does. Maybe she has a reason that's not good that influences you to tell her, but you don't know. I mean, there's questions, and I think if you approach that phone call with just the truth of how you're feeling about this curse of a decision that you've stumbled into, I think you might gain some perspective. So you know, do what you will, but if I were in your shoes, I feel like that would be my next step, would be to call your friend's mom and talk it through a little bit with her, see if there's any new information to be gleaned.
You know what? Even though it would be weird and random, I feel like if I did do it, it would give me, like, peace of mind.
Right.
Because it's, like, something I've known for a year now. And every time we do talk, it's just, I think about it.
And here's the thing. I know it's weird and random, and you can approach it with that, with awareness of that, this phone call. Say, hey, I know this is weird and random, but if you explain the situation very similar to how you explained it to us on the phone, you might be able to have a conversation that could with her that could ease your mind a little bit more. I would try that.
Do you think if I got my mom to talk to her mom, do you think that would really do anything?
Oh, if you had the conversation through your mom.
Yes, like if I sent her to do that.
Not a bad idea. I think it could accomplish the same thing. giving you a little bit more perspective as to why they've chosen to tell her or not tell her?
A part of me is like, what if my friend is just lying to me? Like she just doesn't want to tell anyone, which, you know, that's fine. But I don't know. It's just so, like, when I did find out, it was just so random. And I was like, what? Like, because it didn't make no sense at all. Because I feel like we talk about all kinds of things. So I feel like that would have just came up, like, eventually if she did know.
Well, I mean, look, what you just said now is a thing that you might have a better perspective on if you got in contact with your friend's mom, be it through your own means or through your mom. But go do that and see if it helps you out a little bit. And if you come back with more question marks, then I would abstain from the situation. But give it a try. What's your name again? Mary? Mary, is there anything else you want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
Have a good night.
You as well.
Thanks, you.
Very interesting dilemma that Mary is going through. It's hard. These situations where you are like thrust into somebody else's business like that. Because normally I'd be like, well, whether or not your friend's adopted has nothing to do with you. It's not your business and whatnot. But you've been now burdened with the information that you now have to make the decision as to whether or not you're going to disclose it to your friend. And that's a hard thing to deal with because, as I said in the call, you have to make a decision either way. I hope that she does somehow get in contact with her friend's mom and hopefully get some kind of perspective from that. And also, I mean, just if anything, she has like 5 million different thoughts about it that are racing in her head. What if maybe my friend's lying to me? Maybe this, maybe that. Get a little bit of clarification.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
How's it going?
Yo, what's up, Jack?
I'm hanging out. How are you?
Doing great. I got some stuff I gotta tell you.
Tell me the stuff. Stuff me. Stuff me up good.
Alrighty. Will do. So, okay, so last weekend, I was with a buddy of mine that I haven't seen in a long time because he went to Washington, and he basically, we went to the club, and eventually we lost him. And he, at the end of the day, it was 2 o'clock, they started kicking people out. We're like, all right, maybe he's at the truck. So we go to the truck, he's sitting on top of my truck, and these two dudes go up to him, and we're just like, yo, did this guy actually kill someone? And I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. Like, what's going on? And he's just like, I don't know. And I was like, you know what? We got to get out of here. So eventually I got with him and I was just like, bro, what the fuck was that all about? And he's like, dude, I got to tell you something, man. And that's when he just started crying profusely. Just like, he was a little drunk, but he just started crying. And he was just like, so dude, there's this place in Stanwood that I met some people. And some shit went down. And I was just like, what happened? And he's just like, so here's how it went. He said that these two girls met up with him and this other dude. And the dudes wanted to fucking have sex and party. But he didn't. But they didn't want to. Or it was just one girl. She didn't want to. So what happened was, like, they took that as disrespect. And he said that they shoved her in the back seat of the car, and I was just like, what the fuck, why did you do that? And he's like, they told me that if I didn't do it, they were going to shoot me. And I was just like, all right. And so he kept them in the back seat of the car, took them to their house, pushed them down the stairs of the basement in their house in Stanwood. And they said that they tied them to a chair and then proceeded to slit their throat. And then I was just like, what the fuck, dog? That's kind of fucked up. And he's just like, I know, while he's crying and just crying and crying and crying. And then I was just like, well, what'd you do? Like, cause I didn't believe him. So I just kept asking questions, you know, that eventually just made me more even scared and was just like, so what'd you do with him? And he's like, we threw him in the Bay River. And I kind of tried, he told me he has no pictures, no nothing, but that I tried fact checking him. And I looked up Stanwood, and there's a whole bunch of rivers that go into a bay. He said that he did that one time, and then he did it again to these two other girls with the same group. And then I was just like, okay, maybe you're just kind of drunk right now. But what
Dude,
made me
what?
Start to believe he might
what
be
are
telling
you, the truth. Nate, what are you talking about right now? I mean, you sound as confused as I do.
Because I don't know how to feel about this. I really don't know
what?
How to feel about
so
it.
So wait. And okay, let's slow down for a second because we're both confused here. Your friend, you were at a club with your friend, and your friend drunkenly just tells you that he and some other guys killed people?
Yeah, these three chicks. And what's it called? And he said that fucking... He told me, he didn't tell me in the club. He told me like on the way back home because he got.
Nate, the where he told you does not matter at all.
Okay.
Nate. Okay. How did you respond to this?
I was just kind of baffled almost, but just more like. I don't know if I believe you, if I don't, because I kept asking him questions, all that, and he just felt like, I still don't know if I believe him to this day, and this was like a couple of days ago, and you know, and I've been just trying to figure out, because like eventually, because like we had an issue and shit, and I was just like, fuck it, asking, I was just like, so, because like he said he thinks he has like, not a problem, but like, I don't know, because I was just like, yo, so what's up? Did you want to ever kill me when we had our issues? And he's just like, I'm not going to lie. I did because I thought you were talking shit. And I was just like,
okay, all right,
well,
all right,
hey, buddy,
all right.
I want to let
Nate, who's your friend? What's his name? You don't have to give me his real name. We don't have to get into that. What's your friend's fake name?
Let's just call him Daniel.
Let's call him Daniel. Okay. So you and Daniel, how long you and Daniel been friends for?
We've been friends for a long time. His kid is 7 years old.
He has a child?
He has a child. His kid's 7 years old. And so that means we've been friends for about 7 or 8 years.
Jesus, man. And he confessed to you that he killed two people. And that he wanted to kill you at one point. Jesus.
Yeah, but he said that I kind of blocked that out because he thought it would be a big ass fight that he probably, like, it would be like a 50-50 kind of deal going on. And he said that that's too much.
It would be
a
50-50 kind of deal going on? What does that mean?
Yeah, because that he means that,
so
like,
many elements of
hard,
the things
basically.
That you're telling me that I'm like, what does that word mean that you just said? What? I'm...
Like he,
I'm baffled.
All right, what's going through your head? Ask me a question.
Okay, all right. How did... So are you trying to decide what to do now? Or are you trying to decide, do I need to go to the cops? Is this guy even like... Is he just like trying to pull some kind of fucked up joke on me and this isn't even real? Or are you... that's the thing, is I'm baffled, but I'm trying to keep in mind that you are probably as baffled as I am, if not significantly more.
Yeah, dude, you gotta think, I've been friends with him for so long that I don't know how to feel, or because like we've all watched murder documentaries and we're just like, oh, but when it's happening right in front of you, if some dude telling you all this, it's almost like, no way. Like, I don't know how to, like, I just don't know how to feel about it.
What are you going to do, Nate?
I don't know. I told him, I was just like, dude, you got to, I just asked as many questions as I could to just figure out whether he's telling the truth or not. And it was like a quiet ride home.
When's the last time you've seen him since?
last weekend.
You saw him last weekend. Was that when he told you?
Yeah. You know, this is supposed to be my, like a really good friend of mine, you know, from how long we go, so... Yeah, so I don't know how to feel about it. Like, I don't, like, I mean, from hearing what you just heard, would you believe someone that said that?
If one of my friends told me that, I'd probably not hang out with that guy, because, I mean, even if he is lying to you, I mean, that's... It's a fucked up thing to lie about. I mean, I wouldn't hang out with this guy again. You know, because even if he was like fucking with
because
you,
because it doesn't stop there. He told me he took five. He said he has. He told me five different situations. Should I continue, like with the other ones, or?
He told you he killed more people.
Yeah, I only told you three. He said there was five people. And like he was telling me, did like, I don't know, detail by detail, kind of.
Dude, you
like
what? You got to do something. I feel right, but then I guess you don't. Is
that's
it,
why I'm trying to figure it out? Like I've been good with my friends, and I was just like, maybe.
What have
maybe
other? What am I the first like, person you've gone to with this? What have other people told you?
I told two other people.
What did they say?
And that kind of know him. They said that they don't know either. They're just like, you know what? It's bullshit. Because I asked him, I was just like, I need proof, man. There's no fucking way. And he's just like, we have no evidence other than the dude that fucking said he chopped up like their fingers or something. Because that's when he started saying that, he said like, they chopped these chicks' fingers off as a fucking memorabilia, but he didn't want nothing to do with that. Dude. And he's just like, there has to be a fucking picture. I don't give a fuck. There has to be a picture. And I was just like, I tried pulling him out of him, and he's just like, no, there's no pictures. We no evidence, nothing. And he says, just people just go missing out there, and it's a cold case.
Jesus Christ, Nate. Are you gonna hang out with this guy anymore?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know, Gek. What do you think? Do you think I should like try to speak out the truth? Do you think I should speak out the truth to possibly?
Bro, I don't fucking. Well, I wouldn't hang out with this guy because here's the thing: is what if? Well, because I mean, look, if this guy did all this shit, then you definitely should not hang out with him. But if he's lying about doing all this shit, you also should not hang out with him because it's a fucking weird thing to lie about. As far as whether or not you want to take this seriously and report him to the FBI, shit, dude, I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea. Did you consider doing that?
That's the issue that I have. I don't want to be that fucking guy, because then I'd be that fucking guy.
Who is that fucking guy? The guy... You.
I don't want to be that guy who fucking...
I don't know what you mean by that fucking guy.
Shit. I want to be... I see, that's the reason, like, I'm super, like, upset that he told me this. Like, something tells me, like, I wish he would have just kept it to himself so, like, I could just, like, you know, we could just go out to the club, God, just have a good time. But now I feel like when I'm around him, I just have this, like, question. And I don't want to keep questioning the dude. Because what if he gets any ideas, you know, then I got to fucking, you know, start fighting for my life and shit, you know?
No, don't hang...
Nate,
don't hang out with this guy again. As far as... Dude, okay, look, so you know you're not going to hang out with this guy again because he's clearly a fucked up guy, whether he's lying or not. But then the question becomes, if you are going to take this seriously, are you going to try to report him to make sure he doesn't do this again? Or are you... You know, reasonably concerned for your own safety and your own potential retaliation. I mean, look,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not.
What? What are you gonna,
I don't think that? I'm not scared of him doing anything to me because I know at the end of the day I whoop his ass. You know, but
okay, and, Nate, we're not. That's not. I think that's. That's a stupid way to look at it. Yeah, you'll kick his ass.
Well, the thing is like, all I want to do is just see some physical fucking proof, and that's when I'd make my move because, you know, looking at my fingers, you know, that's a lot of fucking innocent people, you know? Like, I don't know how if I was my son or daughter, I would want someone to, but at the same time, I don't want to start something that maybe was not real. So that's why I don't know what to do. That's why I was calling to see, like, hey, how would you, like, if you wanted to figure it out, what would you do? What would you do if you would to try to figure it out? Like, because like, I'm at the point where I'm like, dude, I'm in California. I want to drive to Washington. I want you to show me everything. That's what I'm
okay,
at.
Nate. Whatever. Okay, I don't know what to do, but I know what not to do. Don't become a vigilante detective guy and try to get further into this. Okay. I think that if that's there's no don't do that. Your options really are to go, that was fucking weird, I'm gonna leave that alone, or to go to the police and report this guy. Those are your two options.
All right. Okay.
Don't go. You're You got a little bit of a tough guy thing going on. I get it. You're like, oh, I'll fuck this guy up. I'll solve this on my own hands. I don't think anything good is going to come from doing that. So you just need to decide whether or not you're going to tip off, you know, authorities to this guy, or whether or not you believe it's true. Dude, I don't know. If I were you, I would just do that anonymously, if I could.
So I have your condolence, Gek, to be a snitch?
The guy said he killed 5 people, Nate!
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
What the fuck am I doing?
I'm
wearing a fucking gecko costume. I'm on the fucking website where they play competitive Tetris. There are people on this website right now that are playing Animal Crossing, and I'm doing this.
I wonder what the... Okay, hold on. I need a fucking... I'm just trying to think. I feel like we should have a majority. What is the what's the chat saying? Are they saying
I don't know what the chat, Nate. I don't know what the chat's saying, but listen,
okay.
Man.
All right, I'll just take it.
You should. If I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I think if I were in your, I don't really know what I would do if I were in your situation, because you don't know what you're going to do in a situation unless you're actually there and you're actually feeling the shock of it. But
yeah,
just consider tipping them off, at least anonymously, just in case if this guy really is out there doing this kind of shit.
No.
I say this kind of shit, murdering people is what I mean by, quote, this kind of shit.
Hardcore,
this guy's out here murdering people. Yes, you should snitch on him. But I don't know. I'm not you. I don't have the shock in my system. I don't have the relationship with him. So I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I hope that this conversation was of something for you. And Nate, is there anything else you want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
Hey, guys. If your friend ever tells you that he's doing some weird shit, just call in and tell him. Tell get the Gek.
No, right? Don't do that.
Maybe...
Don't do that. Okay, talk to you later, Nate.
Thank you so much, Gecko.
Maybe.
Have a good one. Bye.
Okay. Well, that was strange. That was really strange. I don't know what to do with that at all. I'm rethinking my life at this very moment. Jesus Christ. I mean, look, I feel for Nate, actually, because, I mean, that I know he was acting fucking weird about it, but like, I mean, that's just a wild situation to be in. I wouldn't want that put on me, but I don't know. I hope he makes the right decision, whatever the hell the right decision is. I have no idea. Hello.
Oh, hello, guest.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Kate.
Your name is Kate? That's a wonderful name, Kate. What's going on with your life?
I am in a predicament. I have this guy friend that I made recently. And I don't make friends easily. Kind of fucking awkward, but it is what it is. And one day we were texting, and then he asked me to send him a titty pic. And he's been in a relationship for like 15 years with a woman. So I was pretty taken aback. It's been like 3 weeks and I'm still pissed about it.
Where did you first meet this guy?
We initially worked together, so we knew each other for like 6 months, and then he left, and then we started hanging out.
Interesting. And, you know, tell me, what was it about this guy that made you want to be friends with him?
he's just, like, super friendly and is into the same things, kind of nerdy, and he used to be a cook, and I used to be a baker, so we bonded over that.
Okay. So you guys bonded over this, you worked together for 6 months, you've kind of known, you said you became friends with him relatively recently, but you kind of known him for a while, 6 months of working together.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see why this, I can absolutely see why this would rattle you. Hold on to it for a second and tell me why you feel as though you have problems. Did you say you have problems making guy friends or just friends in general?
Just friends in general.
Okay. Why do you feel as though you have that problem?
Well, I have some mental illness going on. Mm-hmm. And it's been a lot better since I got like properly diagnosed and stuff, but once I tell people that diagnosis, even if I've been totally normal and stable around them, they're kind of like, ooh. You know, they just think I'm, like, fucking crazy.
Is it a touchy diagnosis?
It is. I have bipolar disorder.
Okay. There's lots of people who have bipolar disorder.
Yeah, man. It's fucking normal. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Can I ask you this then? All right. So right now you are, and if I say anything that's not correct, you can interrupt me and tell me, but right now it sounds as though you are under the impression that either one of the big or the central reason why you believe you cannot make friends is because of this diagnosis. And you have a belief that it turns people away from you.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately.
What kinds of evidence have you gathered to form this viewpoint?
I mean, I guess I lost a lot of my friends, like, before I got diagnosed, because I was kind of just not stable, not good. I don't know. It's like I'll start to make friends, and then I'll kind of get personal and tell them, like, what I deal with, and they just kind of ghost me.
Do you have any friends at all?
I do, yeah. I have a few good friends, but I, most of them I don't get to see very often. They have like kids and husbands, and I'm just this single person living alone in a tiny apartment with my cat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're dealing with a common issue that a lot of people have. I think I was just talking about it on the podcast yesterday, but is like making friends as an adult when you're not in classes with people. Because I think the key to friendship is like these recurring situations you know, where you show up regularly to a place where other people are showing up regularly. I think there's a word for it. It's like the mere exposure effect. You say you live alone in apartments and you're just kind of hanging out with the cats. What do you do all day?
I do have a job.
Okay.
But when I'm not at work, I do art and stuff. I've started taking like commissions. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Do you have other artist friends?
Not a lot nowadays, but I would like to make more artist friends. Like, I've considered doing an art class or something like that, or like a meetup event that's art based.
Yeah, I love that idea. I love that idea. I want to say I get it, but I don't get it because I'm not you. But I hate to hear that you've like formed. And again, tell me if I'm over exaggerating where you're at, because I don't want to do that. But this is just what I'm hearing, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. But it sounds as though you've like formed this idea that because you are bipolar, you're gonna, anytime you reveal that to someone, it's gonna instantly turn them off, and that you've gathered that idea from situations where it's happened in the past. Is that accurate? I don't want to be fucking armchair therapying you with shit that's not accurate. You say it's accurate?
Yeah, that's completely accurate. Thank you.
Okay. I think, you know, how many times has that happened to you?
Not like a ton, just a few.
Okay.
I'd say like, but bipolar thing is more of an issue in dating, where like,
sure.
People don't want to date me.
Okay. But in dating is a whole other universe. But in just in your friendships,
yeah. Right. Yeah, like less than a handful, not like a ton, but
okay.
Yeah,
I, you know, I know it's difficult, and you have a real therapist, don't you?
Oh, I do indeed. Yes.
What can I ask you? Can I ask you when you bring this up to them? What do they tell you?
Well, my psychiatrist thinks I'm also on the autism spectrum, so that's a whole other thing. Which would also be fine. Like, at this point, it's like, the more you know yourself and are properly diagnosed, like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a better person if you know.
But so, you know, okay, so she told you you might be on the autism spectrum, but just in response to the issue of you having a hard time making friends, what have they told you?
I guess, you know, what you've kind of hinted at, like, I should be putting myself out there more.
Right.
Because I do spend probably a little bit too much time by myself. You know, I love my own company, but, you know, there are limits.
Okay. I feel like I've had this call a lot of times, and I've also had this battle internally with myself of the, like, all right, so you're aware that you should put yourself out there, right? But then having that awareness and then actually getting the chutzpah to fucking go do it, you know, to go to the art class, to go to the, that's a whole other bag of worms. That's a difficult thing to do. What do you think is holding you back, if anything, from doing that?
You know, I guess just the simple fear of rejection.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But it, like, the older I get also, like, the less fucks I give about that. Like, I'm just trying okay, you know, I'm happy on my own. If someone doesn't like me, like, that's okay.
You know, I know that you've built up these ideas in your head about how you believe that people will react to you when you tell them certain things about yourself, and I feel like you know this too, and I hate telling people what to do and everything, but I feel like you should eliminate those beliefs, because they're not helping you in any way, and they're closing you off, because I know, and people listening to this know, that you sound like a very nice person, Kate, and I think if you go out to places like these art classes, like these meetups and whatever, and you kind of open yourself up, you know, you'll find other people who might even be dealing with just similar shit that you're dealing with, and that will, you will attract like-minded folks. And I hate to hear that I don't even think you said five. You just said a small handful of botched incidences of a couple of people are, giving you a schema of how, the infinite populace thinks of you, right? I mean, that's just not realistic, right? So I would hope that you can leave that behind and feel better about putting yourself out there. It's hard. So many people have this problem, and I've had this problem before, and I don't know what the sauce is for it. It's one of those Nike right. Just do it things, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously totally right. I just need to say fuck it and put myself out there, because quite frankly, I am a pretty cool person. I am very nice, and I'm an empathetic person, and I think that mm-hmm. can be real. And, I think I have a lot to offer people.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Kate, I just want to say, I know that you're trying to make friends in real life, but you should check out our, if you feel comfortable doing this, you should check out our Discord. And, again, if you feel comfortable doing it, just chat and be like, hey, I was Kate. And I guarantee you somebody will want to talk to you. So please feel encouraged to do that if you desire.
Hell yeah, I might do that tonight, actually.
Beautiful. Kate, is there anything else you want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
Thanks for having me. Lyle, you are the most adorable gecko, and I hope
Thank you very much. It's very sweet of you to say. Kate, thanks for being honest with us, and have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
I'm hung up on that, what I was talking about with the bridging the gap between not even about putting yourself out there, but just this whole thing about bridging the gap between you're self-aware of what you need to do and then fucking doing it is the hardest gap to bridge. Because I don't know if there's any, because with something like what Kate is talking about, where it's like you're going out to a place and putting yourself out there, there's no feel-goody speech or thing to keep in mind or anything that's going to take you over the hump other than just to physically push through it and exposure therapy yourself. Over to the other side. I don't know if that's necessarily true. That's just what I've experienced in my personal life. Thanks for calling, Kate.
Hey, folks, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is a convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online option for therapy. With video, voice, and texting chat options with a licensed therapist that can be done completely at your own pace and on your own schedule. You don't need to leave your house. You don't need to sit in traffic. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with one of several therapists on the platform. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge until you find one that works for you, and you can communicate with your therapist as often as you want and whenever you feel it's needed. It's never a bad idea to find someone qualified to talk to about your issues and get some guidance on them. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gecko today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gecko.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm kicking it.
You sound a little skittish.
What do you mean by that?
You sound... I don't have a further analysis of that. The words... When I was looking for words to describe how you sounded right now, I found skittish, and there is no simpler word that I can use other than skittish to describe how you sound right now. So I can't answer the question of what I mean by that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, right now I'm just pretty shocked that I'm on the line. I mean, as you can tell.
You're shocked that you're on the line. Well, what's your name? I'm not going to look at the thing. I hate looking at the thing. I'm just going to ask you. I was talking over you while you said your name. What was it again?
My name's Johan.
Johan! Johan. Johan, is there anything that you called in to talk about today? It's completely fine if not. We can have a normal conversation that's not about anything. But if you want to talk about something, we can.
I mean, I just called in. I've been calling in for probably like over a couple months ever since this happened, you know. But I feel like I want to talk about it, but I'm still not sure. But I'll go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, do that. What did you want to talk about?
Hey, again, 2 months ago, me and my ex-girlfriend broke up because we were dating for like almost 4 years, and mm-hmm. I found out that she was cheating on me for like over a month to the last year. I found out the hard way in person, and like it was like a very tough situation, you know.
And when you say you found out the hard way in person, does that mean you literally walked in on her with somebody else?
Because the thing is, like, weeks leading up to that, like, she was seeming like a little bit sus, you know, like a little bit more distant and stuff like that, whatever. She kept on saying that she was sleeping, like, supposedly taking naps, all that shit, whatever. And then one day, I was just cruising it, and I pulled up to this one spot where I go to blaze it and kick it, you know?
Yeah.
At a park. And then I see her car there. I'm like, damn, what the fuck, you know? Because she told me she was sleeping. And I get down, and then she's with this other guy. I'm like, damn. And, like, I confronted her about it. And if anything, she just started yelling at me in front of the other guy, in front of other people. And it was just hella embarrassing.
And how did you feel when you saw them together?
Honestly, like... Yeah, I mean, yeah, it sucked because, like, we were, like, a week before that, like, we were just caking it, going out and stuff like that, you know, and for her to be with that guy, like, yeah. It was a total shocker, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, love is so weird, man. I've been thinking about love a lot lately, and it's a weird thing because, on one hand... There's a lot of happiness and good chemical feelings and just good life stuff to be gained from love. It's an interesting option of a thing to pursue while you are alive in the world. But simultaneously, love leaves you vulnerable to experience for as much pleasure as it's given you, a similar, if not greater, amount of pain. And there's about, 300,000 songs that have been written about what I just said. Mm-hmm. And I still don't know if it's worth the gamble. I don't know. What do you think? Having been in this, how do you feel about the answer to that in this very moment as you're feeling all this?
I mean, yeah, because like all of that felt like time wasted where I could have been doing something else, you know, like for myself. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So like I didn't really need to be like, yeah, thinking I didn't really need to be in love or like with that person. It was just that I was in that situation and it happened, you know.
Sure,
but it happened.
Sure.
So. Yeah.
Well, can I talk you through a couple things with this? Is do you feel a sense of regret?
I mean, I still feel like I was in the wrong. I don't know why.
You feel like you were in the wrong. Why do you feel like you were in the wrong?
I don't know. I just always felt like I found myself saying I'm sorry in that relationship when I shouldn't have been sorry.
I don't know. Was that like your natural kind of impulse, was to take the role of the person who did wrong?
Yeah, like I was like always like viewed that way, like in that relationship.
Interesting.
You know, like it was kind of, I mean, it was pretty toxic. I mean, I'll be honest, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But, can I ask you this? Oh, I mean, okay, how old are you?
I'm 20. I just turned 20 last month.
You're 20. Well, happy birthday. What did you do for your birthday?
I worked, but on the weekend I turned up.
Do you like to turn up a lot? Are you a party guy?
I mean, I just started partying as soon as I became single.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Before I didn't do anything until.
Okay, so you spent the years of 16. You told me that you were with this person for 4 years. So you spent the years of 16 years old, you know, a kid in high school, to where you are right now, freshly 20. You spent about 4 years with this girl. And, I mean, look, man, you know, forgetting about how it ended, in those 4 years, did you enjoy the time that you spent with this person?
Genuinely, of course, yeah.
Okay. You said, of course, as if, it's not even an arguable thing.
I mean, because it can't change the way how I felt about that person.
Sure.
Or how I feel, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so those are 4 years of your life that you enjoyed, and they ended sourly, and you are kind of looking back at them through a different lens, and I understand that, but I think... You know, if the point of being alive for you, I don't know, I guess it's a different point for everyone, but for you, what's your point of being alive?
To be honest, you just live life and do what you want to do. And to be honest, right now, I feel like I have like the most freedom I've ever had in the past 4 years, and I've been able to do the things I want to do.
That's beautiful,
so,
man.
I mean, I feel kind of, I could kind of feel better now than I do back then, but it's just that after spending that time, you know, of course I still think about it, but I feel a little bit more freedom for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, man. If your point of life is to do what you want and I guess enjoy yourself, you know, look, you spent the past 4 years enjoying yourself with this person, and now things ended. And now you're in a really good spot. You're 20 and you are feeling as though you have all this newfound freedom. And I, fuck, man, I'm excited for you as you go and explore that. What do you want to do with this freedom?
Just do everything that I couldn't do. I mean, you know, like,
give me one, I mean, before we go, I want to hear one. I want to hear one thing. Yeah, the first thing you did. Tell me the first thing you did.
I mean, the first thing I did was I started going to the gym because my ex told me, why would I want to go to the gym? You know, to go look at the other girls and stuff. I'm like, nah, I want to go to the gym for myself, you know? But, like, and like now that I go to the gym, that makes me feel a whole lot better also, too, as I spend time there. And then just...
Johan?
And just was like, a bunch of things in general, you know?
Johan, I'm excited for you, man. I think you got good stuff ahead. Yeah, I think you're in a good position. And I mean it. I'm excited for you. I know that this sounded like it was painful for you. And at the beginning of the call, you expressed it as an expressly painful thing. But I feel like by the end of the call, you kind of were expressing it from a lighter point of view, a more optimistic one. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking my call. To be honest, I feel like I just really needed this call more than anything, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, man. Anything else you want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
The only thing I got to say is take a blinker, fool, if anyone knows what that means, you know?
Thanks for calling.
I'm pretty sure someone will get it. All right, thank you. Have a good one, Lyle.
I have a few thoughts about that. One is, I'm still thinking, and I think every day, about the answer to the question that I was thinking about in the beginning. And it's a question that, like I said, is by no means a new one. It has been written about 300,000 times by every musical artist that ever existed. But was it worth it to love and to lose? Was the pleasure worth the pain? I don't know. It's a weird, weird balancing act that I think a lot of people are trying to navigate. And, you know, I was thinking about this too. Johan is only 20. And I think it's easy from somebody who is not him to really look at that objectively and go, dude, holy shit. You know, this is like, this thing that you feel as though you wasted all this time on was just a tiny little blimp in what is to be your life. Unless if he gets hit by a bus tomorrow, in which case it was the whole thing. But even if that was the case, even if it was his whole thing, he told me he had a good time during the 4 years. And I believe him, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have been there for 4 years. But in the moment of it, even though he's young and he has his whole life ahead of him, it's easy to see that as somebody who's not him. But when you're him and your life is you're not living your life from that point of view. You're only living your life in the exact moment that you're living it. And in the exact moment you're living it, you're feeling the pain to the maximum amount that you can. So it's hard when you're living your life in the, it's the only way you can live is directly where you are. And so it's hard to get that greater perspective just kind of on your own.
Hey folks, this episode is sponsored by Factor. Factor is a meal prep service that eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. I've been using Factor myself a ton this year to help me lose weight, and they make it easy by having the nutritional information of each meal listed right on the box, which is sometimes a bit harder to calculate when you're eating out. Every one of their meals comes to your door fresh, they're chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. I just had their chicken tikka masala for dinner tonight. I had their pesto salmon last night, and they were both very, very good. Head to factormeals.com/gecko50 and use the code GECKO50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code GECKO50 at factormeals.com/gecko50 for 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, is this the Gecko?
Yeah, this is me.
How's it going, man?
Man, honestly, it's going okay.
Going okay?
Yeah. It's going okay.
Good to have a neutral experience.
I'm not sure. I didn't catch the word that you just said before experience, but I'm going to agree with you and say that it is good to have whatever kind of experience it is that you said to have. You know why I'm going to agree with you? Because I think I've read somewhere that agreeing with people makes them like you more, and I want you to like me. Because I think if you like me, this conversation will go better. But I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Do you like me?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love the show, man.
Thanks, man.
I think you're a pretty cool gecko.
Thank you, man. And let me tell you something, Andy. I like you, too. And I want to know what on earth you called in to talk about.
Well, I called in to talk about a story that happened to me about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Please.
About 14 or 15 at the time. So I was at my house, and I had a buddy over. And me and him stayed up smoking a bunch of weed. And we stayed up all night watching TV. And so we slept in all of the next day, pretty much. And I guess while I was sleeping through the whole afternoon, my dad peeked his head in the door. He was like, hey, I'm starting some green beans. Watch them for me while I go out. But I was dead asleep, so I didn't hear any of that. And I just kind of thought it was odd that he would start green beans sometime in the morning and leave the house.
That was a little odd.
And so I wake up. You know how, like, sometimes you wake up and you're, like, halfway asleep, halfway awake? You can't tell what's real?
Definitely, definitely.
I, like, look over and I'm like, oh, I can't see anything. The room is, like, gray. And I was so tired I went back to sleep. And then I wake up, like, I wake myself out of that state. And I look over to my friend who's sleeping on a couch beside me. And I just can't see him.
Okay.
I can't see anything. I think I'm going blind.
Sure, yeah.
And then I realize there's smoke in the entire house, and I shake him awake. And I'm like, there's a fucking fire. And we go, and there's just a huge fucking flame from the stove. There's a big old pot of green
beans. You were supposed to watch the fucking green beans, Andy. What are you doing?
I was fucking unconscious, man.
Why were you unconscious? You were not supposed to be unconscious. You were supposed to be watching the green beans. This is why. I mean, look, here's the thing is I kind of get it, right? Like, it's your dad's fault a little bit for making green beans in the morning. Who does that? But he told you to watch the green beans.
Who passively cooks green beans and leaves?
Well, can I tell you something? And I'm going to tell you why. You know what? You have a legitimate argument. You have a legitimate argument. Who passively makes green beans and leaves the house? That's a legitimate argument. Did you, when your father asked you to watch the green beans, did you bring that up?
No. So I was in, I never woke up. I was still asleep. Like I said, I stayed up the night before.
Oh, okay. You were half asleep. You were half asleep. You were okay. You were half asleep.
No,
and he told you to watch the green beans.
When he came in to tell me, like the green beans were on, so I had no clue. I woke up.
What? How did he? How did he respond when he came home? Was he upset with you?
So I called him, like, you know, after I opened every window in the house and like airing the bitch out.
Yeah.
And I called him first, like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, I could have died. Like, we were asleep.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like 1 in the afternoon.
And how did he respond? What did he think of the situation?
He says, what the fuck? How'd you mess up the green beans, goddammit? And I was like, that's your concern right now? And I was like, you know, you could have killed me. Not only me, but my friend who stayed the night with me. He's like, you would have been fine.
And you know what?
I was fine, yeah.
You were fine. He was right. Both of you guys fucked up. And I think you're even now. What's your dad doing? Is he still alive?
Yeah. He's on drugs.
Okay.
I think he was at the time.
On drugs at the time? Okay, that would explain the green beans, yeah. What drugs? Like heroin?
Maybe. I know he does, like, probably does a little meth, to be honest.
I'm trying to think of what, because I'm trying to think of what drug, meth. Okay, I'm trying to think of what drug would make me hungry for green beans, and I.
See, that's what I'm also curious on as well.
Yeah.
Because I never really knew.
I feel like one of these days when I'm going to just enter like my, you know, everyone has like a fuck it phase of their life where they're just willing to do anything. And I'm going to try meth and I'm going to be like, I mean, this is going to be, you know, years later. And I'm going to be like, oh, fuck. I remember what the guy with the dad with the meth and the green beans. I get it now. I am dying for some green beans here. And I'm going to think of you when that happens.
Yeah.
Andy, is there anything else you want to say to the people at the computer before we go?
To the people of the computer.
Yeah.
Live free. Smoke ass. Die young.
Andy.
Yes.
Change the batteries in your smoke detector.
In the smoke detector?
Thank you for calling.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.